1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Inflation isn't budging. Consumer prices 3.5% higher than they were a year ago. That number higher than expected. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more on what things are costing all of us more these days.
Food prices didn't go up by as much last month, but they are still high. Housing prices continue to go up. Rent was one of the big reasons why prices were significantly higher, or higher than expected in this report. Same thing goes with gas prices. We've been seeing those ticking up over the past month.
Wall Street worried about future interest rates hikes or lack of them. Dow down this hour 383 points. Longtime Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg has been sentenced to 5 months behind bars for perjury. He lied under oath during Donald Trump's civil fraud trial. Women in Arizona still trying to figure out how they will navigate the new normal for abortion in their state. The Supreme Court there upholding a 160-year-old law that says almost all abortions are illegal. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is calling for a special meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee next week to release $125 million to clean up PFAS pollution in Wisconsin. Evers' plan would let the Department of Natural Resources decide how to spend the money instead of a framework created by lawmakers the governor vetoed yesterday. Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 will likely come up when the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues meets in New York next week. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa says Line 5 is still a threat to their land.
The Bad River Band is already at a risk of an oil spill because the pipeline is going directly through their reservation and the reroute. I mean, if you look at the map, it's basically hugging the reservation boundaries.
Stephanie Sosi is a lawyer for Earth Justice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office is out with some details of a crash that killed five people on Highway 60 Sunday. Deputies say a car driven by a 17-year-old girl from Merrimack crossed the center line and hit a pickup driven by a 70-year-old man from Prairie du Sac. Everyone in the crash died, including three passengers with the girl. Investigators say the car did not have its headlights on and people were not wearing seatbelts. A Fitchburg man is pleading guilty to charges he dragged and injured a Dane County sheriff's deputy with his car in Cross Plains in December. Cornelius Stewart reached a plea deal with prosecutors this week. In exchange for his reckless endangerment plea, prosecutors will ask for no more than 5 years in prison and 4 years of supervision. It happened while the deputy was trying to arrest Stewart for passing counterfeit money. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
The Bucks shocked the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks jumped out to an early lead and beat the Boston Celtics 104-91. But in the third quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo went down on the court. He underwent an MRI for a strained soleus in his left calf muscle. How high is the concern for the team? Doc Rivers.
That's a good question. High, I would say that. But, you know, Giannis, I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. So we're just going to hope for the best.
The Bucks' Damian Lillard.
For it to be your best player, you know, the most important part of our team, you know, it was like an oh moment, you know, especially because there was nobody else around. And I was right next to him, so I just saw like kind of his facial expression, like his reaction.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-5 win over the Reds to tie that series one game apiece. Christian Yelich driving in three runs. Pitcher Joe Ross gets the win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with showers after midnight, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I take on Trump lawyer, now disbarred attorney John Eastman. Turns out it was all a big pack of lies.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We just went through an impeachment attempt on the President of the United States that was started with a source that Republicans use that was in communication with Russian intelligence.
Thank you, AOC. Thank you. Just what we talked to Malcolm about. One more, AOC, yesterday.
So you have not just the bottom bench here. You have the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Representative Comer, take quote-unquote evidence, an account from someone who was working with the Russian intelligence and try to impeach and remove the President of the United States over it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a new vision board. AOC and Jared Moskowitz for New York Sexy Liberal. Please, God. It's me, Margaret. Okay. I could trick God. Maybe God will think I'm Margaret.
Yeah. God's perhaps easily tricked.
Yes.
This is serious.
How did they not know that, or did they know that this was connected to the Russians? Or did they not figure that out because they hadn't translated from the Cyrillic?
That, I think, is a very excellent question for Chairman Comer. Because
he won't come on.
I mean.
Exactly. And one last one, AOC.
It is a good question, because when they hauled us all into the skiff, which is a confidential space to look at this, we were looking at this document, and it's like, is this for real right now? And they proceeded. And so what they felt was in good faith or bad faith, I don't know. But I do think that it is immensely serious that something got to this extent and got this far and has been platformed to the extent that it has. And thankfully, under ranking member Jamie Raskin, we were able to stop them in their tracks as well.
Thank you. Congressional rock star AOC. I was going to use a segue, but no?
No.
Okay. Carney Wilson's doing a radio tour, right, which is because, you know, we're in the slots every 10 minutes. And it's always a little bit, what's cattywampus?
Pinky?
Those, both of those words.
There she's back.
We hate radio tours. But you know what we love?
We love Carney.
We love Carney Wilson. We love Carney Wilson, as does every. Oh, and I'm glad they sent a press release hosted by Rock Royalty.
We're here.
Carney Wilson. Oh, hi, Carney Wilson. Good morning.
Hello. Hi, dear. How are you?
I'm loving you. And by the way, this is the only show you'll do where you went to Weight Watchers camp with Jody Hamilton, the executive producer of the show.
Oh, my God. I can't take it. Tell
hi,
her
Carney.
Hi. All the stories of Weight Watchers camp, there's nothing funnier. I actually did a stand-up one time, and the one time I tried stand-up, and it was so nerve-wracking, I said, never again. But I told stories of, like, paying the camp counselors to buy us food at fat camp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's in your new book, Defeating the Purpose. Just kidding. Carney, I know you've done a set of 11 billion interviews this morning. This is Stephanie Miller. I don't know if you remember, but I'm good friends with your friend Allison and also Debbie Boone.
Yeah.
And you came on my happy hour and you played your farts back to me on your iPhone, particularly the one named Toboggan. And I didn't think that I could love you anymore.
I can't take it. Oh my gosh! Of course I remember, Stephanie. That's hysterical. I know my recorded farts. It's out of control. I know it doesn't really go with what we're talking about, which is sounds delicious. The
right.
Cooking show.
All
you
right,
know.
We're getting to that. We're getting to that. But I'm just saying, I thought I could not ever love you more as a singer, an artist, a personality, and there you are. So Toboggan, I will never forget. But let's talk about Sounds Delicious, because this is perfect for you. It's a blend of music, food, conversation. Just all of it, and you talk about it a little bit because you have famous friends that you're that are on with you. Talk about the show a little bit.
Well, now that I'm thinking of it, I don't even know why I didn't think of it before. There's so many people. I'd love to have Debbie come on. Debbie Boone, my dear friend. Yes, it's so. I am so excited about this. This is just. I just feel like all the years of knowing these people, knowing these singers and these wonderful artists, and then being, you know, a host of a TV show and then all the years of experience on television, you know, cooking and competing on these shows and my love and my cookbook. And it's just perfect combination of everything that just happened because Access TV was like, we want to give you a cooking show. And I'm like, you're perfect because your music, that's my life. And it wound up being better than I ever could have dreamed of. We shot 12 episodes and they're all going to air once a week starting next Tuesday on Access. But it's like, I don't even have words for how excited I am. It is so raw and funny. Finally, I get to be totally myself. I don't hold anything back, and they are cool with all of it. And they showed me the first episode with Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, and oh, wow. I was hysterical. It's so entertaining, you know? Great.
If you do say so. Jody and I have been talking about you behind your back, and I do have to know how you – just the fact that you are, as they say, rock royalty,
mm-hmm,
and
geez,
you have this amazing life. How – do you have any idea how you became so just nice? Can I ask it that way? Nice and funny and raw and real, and you don't act like a celebrity, which is why I think people relate to you so much.
Well, thank you for saying that. But you know what it is? I think it's because when I grew up, I was so – I was so made fun of and bullied that I learned, like, really.
You can't swear on this show. Listen, I got you a Debbie Boone booking, and you're going to lose me my FCC license, lady.
We covered it.
Oh,
it's
my
okay.
God, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
We covered it.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. All right, so anyway, like liar, liar, reverse the tape. I remember that I just was really, really, really teased, and I learned compassion. That's the truth. So my mom always said, you know, be nice to people and stay real. And when you know, as we started to get into the business and the limelight and becoming famous, my mom would say to me, you know, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And you know, what are you going to contribute in the world and give rather than what you're getting? So that's kind of like my motto. And I just feel like I'm no more important than anybody else. So people put celebrities on a big pedestal and it's really weird to me. But I just know that, you know, as long as I stay in gratitude and I stay sober and I stay accountable, I think that all my dreams that I envision, and everybody else's really for that matter, that many great things can happen to you if you just believe in yourself, and that's the truth.
You know, you are good friends with my friend Allison. That's how I met Debbie. And I was, when she said my friend Carney, I said, based on the fact that the last time you said my friend Debbie and you met Debbie Boone, I'm going to guess you mean Carney Wilson. And she said yes. But,
yes.
But you know, she and
oh
Debbie.
God.
I was going to say, she and Debbie remind me. I mean, you guys are all similar like that. You're some of the best people I know, you know, just in terms of how you give back and so I'm not surprised you guys are all friends, I guess is my point.
Yeah, well, that's I'm drawn to people like that, you know, that are confident and they know where their feet are planted, you know, and we just try to make good things happen rather than bring people down. It's just lifting people up, and that's the truth, and that's the energy of this project, this new show. This cooking show is everything I've ever dreamed of and so much more, and I hope that people, like, you know, these recipes are really, really good. So they're all my recipes, and they're gonna, like, get the little tidbits, you know, little flashes of, like, you know, the amounts of the ingredients, and they can go on and find the recipes online, and then they're gonna see, like, you know, adorable David Archuleta from American Idol. He's so precious, and I thought, I want to make something really sweet because he's so sweet. We made chocolate cupcakes, and he took the. He's like, I don't know how to decorate these cupcakes. I said, get that piping bag and start piping this frosting like this. And he's like, I can do it. You know, aww. So it's just fun.
No, but that's, you know, I mean, that's relatable. I just was talking about, I made a vegan pasta bolognese this weekend with my friend Karen, and she came in at the last minute and said, put cinnamon in it. And I was like, what? That's crazy. And it was delicious. What, talk
I
about
love it.
It. But that's what most of us are like, right, with our friends. Tell us, give us an hors d'oeuvre. What are a couple of the recipes that you make?
Well, I mean, like, it depends on the guest. And I was really trying to sort of pair the music and make it, you know, make it correlate. But, like, for instance, with Lisa Loeb, she's a great singer-songwriter, and she's a mom, mm-hmm. and she also loves to cook. So I thought family, and it's like her 30-year anniversary for her song Stay. And I thought, let's do like a Mediterranean chicken, you know, with some gluten-free flour, which is great. Sometimes I do gluten, sometimes I don't with the show. I don't eat gluten anymore, but I thought, what do I make it with? Manchego mashed potatoes. Mm. So mashed potatoes with all the cream and all that butter, but then I shred fresh manchego cheese, which is like an amazing Spanish cheese, and it was so good. So we just, you know, we do a little singing, a little stirring, a little, and the food is just like family style, but then I'll make homemade bread, and we made, for instance, I made a breakfast casserole and homemade bread with my sister and my mom. I got, you know, sloppy sliders with Dee Snider, mm-hmm. but then we named them Sloppy Sniders. It was so cute. And just fun, you know, funny. And John Stamos, who I've known for decades, he comes on and he's absolutely hilarious. And we start reminiscing about all the, he's like an honorary beach boy, you know, I mean, right. He's just a great guy. We made chicken parmesan. Ooh. It was awesome.
Wow. Now, I'm guessing you and Jody didn't learn any of these recipes at Weight Watchers camp. They didn't. Was Jody your accomplice in trying to get food smuggled in? Or
honestly, I don't even know what to say other than I was really not a good camper. And you know, I broke my ankle trying to get a Snickers at that camp. It was really dumb. Broke my ankle. I was so hungry. It was just dumb.
God. How many Weight Watchers? How many Weight Watchers camp demerits do you get for that?
Yeah. You just hope you win at the weigh-in. That's
but
all.
Let's put it this way. Oh God, the weigh-ins. Oh, that was the. I mean, talk about shame. That
yeah,
was the
I was just gonna
ever.
Say.
You go in and weigh yourself. Everyone. Oh, you come out like, and everybody had to announce what they lost. And mm-hmm. the people that only lost, I lost a quarter of a pound. They worked so hard. Then you got these idiots that would, you know, cheat, and they'd be like, I lost 4 pounds, and you knew he ate like a Twix on the side, you know?
Jody and I, to this day, keep talking about how much we weigh, and then Chris judges us very harshly. He doesn't understand the lifetime of Weight Watchers camp trauma.
I went 7 summers. I went 7 summers in a row. It's really crazy. But you know what? All that experience with with food and cooking and it making it sugar free or gluten free or, you know, and all this time I've had for these decades cooking and baking really prepared me, you know, for my favorite food and being able to really maneuver in the kitchen and be a host on TV at the same time. I'm grateful for that. You know?
You are the greatest, in my opinion. Can I just say, by the way, I also was able to tweet the bridesmaids gif of, you know, Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph saying, hold on for one more day, and say, Carney Wilson will be on tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's, I waited my whole life to be able to tweet.
Oh, my gosh. Is there anything better than that? That is, I mean, Bridesmaids was the best.
Oh my God! And also, can I just say the fact that you not only record your farts but name them? I brought out my fart machine 2 for today. Hang on. What would you name that if you had to name that one?
I would name that Dribblekins.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. That is perfect. Please come back and see us anytime. We have missed you. We have missed you, and we love you. And good luck on Sounds Delicious. We will be tuning in. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Steph. I appreciate it, darling. Okay.
You too. Love you, Carney.
Bye, Carney.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Okay, bye.
I feel like we need our Yankee Doodle, just right, because she's not only a fine American, but just a fine human being, isn't she? That, what does she call it? Dribble what?
Dribblekins.
She is a, you know what, I can't compete with smart naming like Carney Wilson. I just can't.
Very good.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah. All right. All right. Yep. I'm going to save America one fart joke at a time. Just be a good human. Be like Carney Wilson. Sounds Delicious premieres Tuesday, April 16th at 8:30 on AXS TV. AXS.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Very exciting. Very exciting. I can't believe I just got her a booking, right? She hadn't thought of Debbie Boone now, right? Okay, you're welcome. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my travel Genucel, because it is the launch of Sexy Liberal Tour Save the World this week.
Yeah.
Off to Minneapolis. You know, you never know what the weather's going to be. Maybe you have seasonal allergies. Maybe you don't get sleep sometimes like me. Maybe you're overworked like, you know, Chris and Jody. I said, feigning concern. Uh-huh. But my point is, Genucel can take care of all of that. Gen 90, OMG. Those bags under your eyes, right? Maybe it's from any of those, causes. You can use it around your eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You can feel your skin tightening. You can feel the tingling. It is fantastic. I use it with my Genucel XV. Right now, you can get the classic under eye and bags puffiness serum with every Gen 90 order, and that luxurious XV, which we start every day with. That's my base moisturizer. Check it out. Go to Genucel.com right now. An incredible package at 50% off during Genucel's spring sale. Plus, get an extra 10% off automatically applied at checkout. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free limited edition spa box with bonus gifts when you order now. And free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me
Stephanie Miller.
Do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess I did fall for one, but it was unfair because it happened last week.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hot dog water from 7-Eleven.
We both fell for that, but it's not even... It's like, after the Kurter Burger, I'll believe anything. I can believe it was hot dog water, and that was like March 26th. That's so lame.
They actually did make it, though.
Good.
They got some people to actually drink it.
Suckers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I just wanted to chime in on the Michael Avenatti interview on Ari Melber's show. I know. I was not happy. But in listening to what he said, I think it was more than just, you know...
What happened?
Yeah.
And Stormy Daniels.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I think it was...
Go ahead.
Okay. It was actually... I think that it was more than taking swipes at Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. I think it was him attempting to say things that would make Trump maybe think less badly of him so that if Trump gets reelected, he might find some way to get early release.
How pathetic.
I really think it.
Yeah. I, you know, understand, like, having people on you disagree with or whatever, but really, a guy from jail that ripped off the person in the case that's coming up to ask his opinion, you know, and he obviously had as I said, measuring fight with Michael Cohen. It's just, he was there to, you know, has had to, I don't know, to, I guess, with grudges is the only way to say it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it felt like he was trying to undermine the case. Because of his questioning about...
And I have personal experience about what a bag of D's he is, can I just say? I
mean,
But I, you know, and also I didn't get it. Did you, Marie, as a lawyer? He was saying, I think Trump will be convicted, but it seemed like he just wanted to, on Alvin Bragg's case and Michael Cohen, like, I'm not exactly sure what his point was. Were you, legally?
Honestly, I think he's doing, again, I think to some degree he's doing Trump's bidding because he was saying, I think he'll get convicted because the criminal justice system isn't fair. And I'm like, wait, what? You worked in that system.
Right.
Now all of a sudden it's not fair because you're sitting in jail.
Right. Duh. Right. Right.
So, yeah, I think it was him trying to show for some kind of early release in case.
Yeah.
Trump wins the election.
Yeah.
I am for Ari Melber interviews that end up with you going to prison like Peter Navarro, but if you're already there, come on, Ari. I mean, come on. God's sakes. Look at me feeling all superior after my Carney Wilson booking. About bookings. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
We only have excellent human beings on our show. Speaking of which, guess what time it's... coffee time.
Oh.
Coffee with Carlos.
Yay.
Oh, we've got some sport to sport.
Okay.
With Carlos.
We do have some sporting and with the sports.
Yeah. Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin have more than doubled their property tax revaluation since 2020. Forward Analytics says local governments want to make sure property owners aren't underpaying their share in taxes if the market value on their homes is soaring while their assessed value stays flat. New worker safety regulations may have unintended consequences. The federal government now requires long-haul truckers to log their hours on wireless devices. But that could expose millions of trucks to hackers.
Those systems that never used to be connected to the internet or have any like wireless connections, they are becoming more and more connected, and that can introduce vulnerabilities.
Jake Jepson is the co-author of a study that shows how hackers can manipulate trucks remotely. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison is planting more than 1,300 trees this spring. The city says specialized arborists chose 27 different tree species. The trees will be planted along city streets, including the isthmus. Madison leaders say people who get new trees in front of their homes should follow the New Tree Care Guide on the Urban Forestry website. Planting will continue through the end of the month. The city plans another round of planting in the fall. The city of Madison is looking for volunteers to help paint State Street. People of all ages are welcome on Sunday the 21st. You'd be helping artists paint four original 20-foot circle-shaped murals on State Street between Gorham and Hawthorne Court. Volunteers can sign up for shifts from 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon or noon to 3. The city also wants volunteers to help paint more than 150 Madison-themed stencils. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It doesn't get much better than this. Bright and beautiful sunny skies today with high temperatures soaring 20 degrees above our average highs, flirting with 70 degrees. Clouds will thicken tonight as spotty showers push in overnight. Even a few rumbles of thunder can't be ruled out. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
One of the major issues facing women's sports right now is the debate, discussion topic about the inclusion of transgender athletes, biological males, in women's sports. I was wondering if you would tell me your position on that issue.
Damn, you got deep on me, didn't you?
I'm under the opinion of, if you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion. You want me to go deeper?
Dawn Staley, coach of the Gamecocks.
Fantastic.
She's fantastic.
She went on to say,
Do you think transgender women should be able to participate?
That's your question you want basketball. Me to ask. I mean, you want to ask, so I'll give you that. Yes. Yes. So now the barnstorm of people are going to flood my timeline and be a distraction to me on one of the biggest days of our game. And I'm okay with that. I really am.
I like that you named him a noted sports douche somebody, Dan somebody.
Yeah, he's awful.
All right, we waited to support the sports with you-know-who. Yeah.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos El Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
She never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos El Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Handpicked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Good morning. I have trouble hearing the feed when you play the feedback, so I'm just going to guess on what they're saying.
Oh,
so,
I'm sorry.
Buenos dias.
Oh, buenos dias. It's Dawn Staley, excuse me, the coach of the Gamecocks. She was asked about, is it okay for trans women to play? And she just said yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, this is one of these things, Carlos, we were saying, look at this awful Arizona ruling that's going to, you know, this is going to affect so many millions of women nationwide, this whole, the, you know, aftermath of Roe v. Wade falling. This trans issue in some of these states where they're trying to do it's like one person. Like, it affects virtually nobody, you know, whether a trans woman can play.
Right.
Yeah, that's relative to the size of the population, right? It doesn't seem to be. It's a really gray area for me. I know that, you know, almost like anti-Zionism being equated with anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
You know, it's relative to the sport. If it's a combat sport and somebody hasn't had the right hormone and they have their way stronger than the other opponent, it's potentially dangerous. Also, does it give you the right to have everything you want? You know, do you get to do everything you want at the expense of possibly not making it fair in certain small situations? It's a very gray area for me. And so, I would have to go on a longer discussion about that. I have my thoughts, but yeah, for such a small part of the population, it doesn't seem that you need this legislation. It's over.
Yeah, it's just part of this larger culture war, anti-woke crap that just seems like and meanwhile, I mean, this is an earthquake in Arizona yesterday. What are we going back to? 1864. I mean, this is where we are, you know. It's like, stop making Handmaid's Tale jokes, right? Because it's like, that's too current a reference. I mean, this is, and it's exactly what Trump said, right? He's like, oh, I'm responsible for Roe v. Wade being over to let the states do. It's okay, so this is what the states are going to do. That's exactly why we needed Roe v. Wade, right?
Yeah, then I wonder, do women have to stand for the national anthem in states that prevent them from being actual citizens, you know, with rights? Yeah. I don't get this whole national anthem, the United States, in order to form more perfect union. Yeah. We're not. States cannot be left on their own to have these types of rights that are guaranteed in the Constitution. These women are people. They're brood mares or whatever.
Yeah. I remember Melissa Etheridge, I thought, made such a great point when they, you know, for the first time ever tried to take a right away that we already had, and that was for gay people to be able to marry in California.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, do I need to pay taxes? Because guess what? I pay a lot.
Yeah.
Do I need to pay those? Because I don't have the same rights as everybody else, right?
Yeah, that's why I tweeted 310 from Yuma, the abortion train. It's just John Irving all over again. He's going to have to go on another book tour with Cider House Rules. I remember he made the speech at the Oscars, and you're thinking that we made it. You know, we finally got progressive. Everything is great. John Irving wins as a writer for Cider House Rules.
Yeah.
He makes the wonderful speech. We don't have to go back to women jumping on trains anymore illegally to go have to go save their own lives because they were raped or they are a victim of incest. It's just nuts.
Yeah.
It is nuts.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of issues that do affect a lot of people and a lot of people in schools is shootings. Yeah. You know, I thought I was really happy about this, the Crumbly sentence yesterday. And by the way, Chris brought up a very good point because we're very fashion oriented here. And we were having a discussion about whether Trump will have to wear an orange jumpsuit or a striped jumpsuit at, you know, because horizontal stripes, not his friend.
Right. It's going to look like one of those guys hopping the fence in A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
And we were just saying, will he become invisible if it's an orange jumpsuit? Do we put a bell on him? Or is it like the Entity, the Barbara Hershey movie? Is he entirely invisible? Anyway, but you were saying, very interesting, the Crumblies, one was wearing an orange jumpsuit, one was wearing stripes.
Right.
And also horizontal stripes, not her friend.
No, not her friend.
Yeah, very hippie.
Yeah.
But, pardon me.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, there's no question. He's going to get a bottom bunk. He can't make it to the top. I need one on the bottom.
I think this is a great, I was happy about this just because I think we have such a mountain to climb on doing something about gun violence in this country. And this is one of them. The parents of the teenager who carried out a deadly school shooting in Michigan were sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison. Jennifer and her husband, James Crumbly, who bought their son the gun as a Christmas present, were the first parents of a school shooter to be convicted of manslaughter in the U.S. But I liked what the judge said. She said these convictions are not about poor parenting, because I get that you can go, oh, you can't blame the parents, that's a slippery slope, blah. These convictions confirm repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted an oncoming runaway train. She admonished James Crumbly for allowing unfettered access to guns and ammunition in the family home, told Jennifer Crumbly her attitude toward her son was dispassionate and apathetic. I had forgotten, Carlos, some of the details, that they were summoned to the school on the day of the shooting itself, and the teacher became alarmed by a violent drawing she found on Ethan's desk. They were shown the drawing, advised they needed to get the boy into counseling. They've resisted taking their son home. He returned to class, went and got a gun, and killed a bunch of people. So what was your take on this verdict? Because I thought it was just.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think unlike the abortion issue, right, where men should be punished for impregnating a woman against their will, I think it speaks well. I think if guns were registered like ours, that if you wanted to buy a gun for your child, that gun should have to register it with the federal government, go and get training like they would with a car, like the DMV, pass a test at the range, be registered at the range so you know everything, all the steps along the way. So, yeah, you know, I think it's a good sign.
Yeah, none of us in here are parents, only you're a parent, but it just seems if you have a kid that you know is mentally disturbed, maybe a different hobby than guns, than giving unfettered access to guns and ammunition. Just...
Yeah, maybe working with cotton.
Yes.
Mark in Illinois has been hanging on so long. Hey, Mark, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Oh.
Mark didn't hang on that long.
No, he didn't.
Norman was listening to our show in Cuba.
What?
Hi, Norman in Santa Monica.
Cuba.
Yeah, like you said. Hi, Mark. Or Norman. Norman? Okay. Is it me?
It's not working.
It's me.
Norman!
Okay.
The loons.
By the way,
radio.
Someone said my Katharine Hepburn impression works for Bobby Kennedy Jr., and I was saying I don't want to be the show that makes fun of his voice, but oh, my God. This just gets worse and worse. You've got his campaign person admitting that the point is to get Trump elected. What the actual...
And one of his campaign advisors was at the January 6th rally.
Yes, that same one. She was at the... She referred to Trump as her favorite president, you know, was at the January 6th, blah, blah, blah.
And he blames the flu shot for his spasmodic dysphonia.
Which is not...
Oh, sure.
Right. Well, and strangely silent on the whole Arizona... abortion ban. I have heard nothing from RFK Jr. on that.
Right.
Yeah.
On the issues that matter.
His candidacy never made any sense in the first place. You know, and had to be a paid troll caller earlier. He's like, this is what you get for rigging the Democratic primary. It's like, oh my God. First of all, now he's doing all Trump talking points, you know, not just anti-vax, but, you know, pardon the January 6th, you know, that he called them activists. What else has he said? Oh, he's doing Putin's talking points on Ukraine. I mean,
he's also called Trump the greatest debater since Lincoln.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my. I don't know what I did, but I've broken this phone system permanently. I just thought I should let you guys know. I don't know. I did the thing we usually
Mama,
do.
Mama, what's
do
going
thing.
On?
At least all right. we're saving money. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's talk about the other factor, though, because, you know, I didn't do it. is, you know, how many Republicans are going to vote for Biden? Which, because I think that, I don't even know, the RFK thing. I think it's just terrifying when we're teetering on the verge of fascism, because I don't know. They're saying polling looks like he's pulling a little more from Biden than from Trump, but Simon Rosenberg on...
Imagine what happens in this election if in the final 2 weeks, Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger and Bill Kristol and all these folks are openly campaigning with Joe Biden. The permission structure that we'll give for Republicans to abandon Trump will be extraordinary.
That's interesting. So it just needs one to really start the exodus, and then others will follow.
But it's already happened, right? I mean, that's the point, is that this is now a reality.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you hope, Carlos, that, I mean, the closer we get to this actual terrifying possibility of Trump getting back in office, that, you know, these Republicans that are saying, you know, speaking out against Trump, go the other step and say, as you always say, you've got to vote for Biden. A vote for anybody else or staying home is a vote for Trump, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you'd love to be for our famous people, like, to be more like Dennis Bautista or David Bautista than The Rock. And, you know, you can't pressure somebody into saying something, but there's clearly a choice. There's clearly a choice be put between what is healthier for the nation, not perfect, right, and what is disastrous for the nation. That's not playing politics. That's a clear choice.
And first of all,
don't vote for a madman who will not leave the White House if you try to put him in there again. He's already demonstrated that. It's a clear choice.
And first of all, how egocentric, not just that clearly The Rock is doing it because of money, you know, the world wrestling thing he's, you know, the Trump's connected to that he just got back into, but also just the fact that he's going, oh, him endorsing Biden is what caused divisiveness in the country, or Biden getting elected is what caused divisiveness. Like,
it's clear. And again, he didn't even have to...
Right.
He doesn't even have to endorse Biden. Kennedy doesn't have to even. I would be way more respectful of Kennedy, and I'm not very respectful of Robert Kennedy Jr., if he were just to admit Putin's a piece of garbage, Trump is a piece of garbage, Ukraine should have their freedom.
Yeah.
Just say those things, then I could stomach that. If the Rock were just to say, I don't know if I can support Biden because I'm unsure about the country, but I'm definitely not going to support this POS. He needs to go De Niro. That's a guy I have respect for. That's the clear, unequivocated truth of who Trump is. That nasty piece of the freaking garbage. I'd take him into the turnbuckle. I'd slam him. I'd suplex him. I'd spin him out of the ring. I'd throw a table at his face. That piece of junk. That mother.
Oh.
Come on, Rock. That's all. You don't have to support Biden, but just tell the truth of who Trump is.
There you go.
That's
okay.
It. That's the truth.
One more. Simon Rosenberg.
Mitt Romney has said he's not supporting Donald Trump. Liz Cheney already campaigned against MAGA in the last election in ways that were consequential in the election, in my view, right? Because the terminology we use when you talk about tactics, right, is permission structures that get created in politics. The permission structure for Republicans to not vote Republican is going to dwarf the permission structure that existed in 2020.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, here's the thing, Carlos. I hate to, what is Bob Seska rule? Don't get happy. But, you know, the last 17 polls have shown Biden ahead. I mean, I do feel like, you know, as we always say, people are just starting to pay attention. And I hope and I pray that the more they do, you know, and then who knows what happens, right? I mean, between Trump's convictions and if the polling is showing a landslide for Biden, I don't know.
His continuing dementia. Like, not knowing who he's running against. You know, when I beat William Taft in the primary, it was Fillmore. Fillmore was running close, but then Taft came up. And then there was John Adams. Great guy, John Adams. But I got him in the debates. Oh, I got him. He had the pox on his face. It was great. It was wonderful.
I said to Taft, fatty, fatty, 2x4. You can't fit through the kitchen door.
The canoe and Trump, too. That's the slogan, my friends.
Can't fit through the White House door. Sorry, that was the joke. Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of Coffee with Carlos brought to you by Dunn. Dunn, Chris. Dunn. Dunn with debt.
Are you done?
Yeah.
With debt?
Dunn.
Finish freaking debt. Get out of here.
Go on.
Here's the
Get.
Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. You know it. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. Inflation, you got your living paycheck to paycheck. I know what you're saying. Done with debt is your lifeline. It has ingenious new strategies to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. They analyze all of your debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get debt out of your life permanently. Here's the key. Without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt, the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt, but you need to hurry. Some debt, of course, is debt solutions are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. One more time, donewithdebt.com.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie board? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Every topic is a panic, and we really have to do something about it. I will hyperventilate and curl up in a corner someplace in the fetal position and not say a word for another week.
Okay.
As I always told Ann, my wife, it was like being locked in a shark cage for 3 hours.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8. on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Yeah, and this, well, thank you. This week, that's it's cozy. My Cozy Earth travel pajamas going to Minnesota.
That's right.
Yeah, for the launch of
it's supposed to be in the 70s.
Sexy Liberal. Yes, it's supposed to be like 71 on Saturday, yeah. So I'm going to bring my short sleeve. Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. And then when I come home, there's nothing better when I come home to my Cozy Earth sheets.
Yeah.
Cozy Earth, so luxurious, their bedding products. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code Miller, 35% off the most luxurious, softest sheets in the world, CozyEarth.com. They're crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. They use the best fabrics, materials, weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Ooh, and the towels also. You can get plush or waffle. Fantastic. Do it now. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on all of their purchases. That is confidence. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize your self-care. Go to CozyEarth.com. Type in the promo code Miller for 35% off. 55 minutes after the hour, coffee with Carlos. Oh, complaint letter music, please. Liz in Nebraska says, hello, Chris. I was listening to the show this morning. Heard you say you didn't understand why women would need deodorant under their boobs. Well, me and my double D cup boobs will try to explain in a way that you can understand.
Okay.
Being mammasanding? No.
I'm being chick-splained.
You're being chick-splained, exactly.
You're being chick-splained. I was trying to think of what the mansplaining, condescending...
I'm being chick-splained.
All right. Yeah. She's being boob-ascending to you. Have you ever worked it so hard at the gym when you're done, you're so sweaty, your junk smells pretty funky?
No.
Yeah, I bet you have, Chris. Well, women are overly endowed and over 50 have that same smell. I have to say, Lumi is the only thing I've used that works on that smell.
Okay.
Hope that clears that up. Looking forward to the show in Kansas City. Oh. Liz in Nebraska will be there with her
boob
lavender smelling
boob sweat.
Yeah, hey, ma'am, that's the problem. I don't have big enough ones for there to be boob sweat, so that's why I didn't understand boob sweat.
You can't pass the pencil test.
Yeah, you can.
Said, don't they make dresses for surfboards? Okay.
Bring your baby powder to the sexy liberal.
Yes. I mean, doesn't baby powder work just as well?
Just do the LeBron James.
It dries you out. Try. Speaking of, you know what? We're sexy liberals. Don't you feel like we're helpers? Like, I think I need a tinier violin, actually. I was going to use my regular size one, but I need a tinier one. Mike Lindell, MyPillow CEO, who started at the Harmar in a kiosk, as Robin tells us.
In Roseville, Minnesota.
Sure.
Harmar kiosk.
There you go. He claimed his financial difficulties all related to his crusade to prove that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump.
Well...
zero sympathy. Okay.
I think we all know that.
He downplayed his recent eviction from a Minnesota warehouse. He could be back at the Harmar by this weekend when Chris and I...
He's back to the Harmar. Yeah.
He went on to say he lost $20 million in credit just since August because everything Trump touches.
Oh, he's going to be selling my Trump sneaker pillows.
He's going to have to do a lot check to find some more money, I suppose.
Oh, you want me to do a Farmar check? I'll do a Farmar check. What the Christ?
What the Christ? I think that'd be one of my favorites. This is Fargo guy. Okay.
Yeah. William H. Macy.
No?
That's William H. Macy.
William H. Macy.
Yeah.
By the way, with all this Hunter Biden is nobody going to do anything about Jared Kushner? Is like the latest story as usual. Jared Kushner's foreign business transactions, previously unseen in scale. New York Times took a microscope to his foreign business dealing. So he gets, 99%.
Mm-hmm.
All his investors are entirely from foreign countries.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is like Oprah. You get a security clearance. You get a security clearance. When you come to the bathroom with me, I'll give you a security clearance.
Oh, my God. Really? And you're going to put them back in the White House and let this just grift?
People forget how bad and stupid. General Kelly said he's probably the stupidest guy I've ever met.
Yeah, yeah.
He's stupid.
Yeah. You know who's not? Carlos Alzeraqui, who's smart and awesome. Follow him on the social medias and everywhere else. Love you, Carlos.
Love you, guys.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film CEO Ann Reed and Elton John tribute artist Tom Cridland. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Almost everything is costing us more. Inflation doesn't seem to be budging at all. The White House reacting.